Chapter 1. The Science Project. Mom! Frances slammed the door and ran into her mother's office. Mom, you've got to see this. It's my terrarium from science class. Mrs. Gill said it was the best. All my plants lived. Frances's mother looked at the terrarium and then at Frances. That's terrific. Why don't we head down to the lake and collect some frogs to put in there? Frances and her mother caught three frogs who seemed quite happy with their new home. I can't believe Mom is letting you keep frogs in your room. I'm so jealous, said Paul as he threw himself down on Frances's bed. Besides the frogs, what else are you going to add to it? Frances was watching the frogs. I don't know. Maybe a lizard? Paul sat up. Let's get our bikes and go to Mr. Peter's Pets right now. Frances and Paul walked into the pet store. The walls were lined with hundreds of tanks. There were fish, frogs, lizards, spiders, snakes, birds, you name it. All kinds of creatures were swimming or dangling in the tanks. Frances, look at this one. Paul was pointing to a small skink, a type of lizard. It says it likes moist climates, and your terrarium is pretty wet. But everything else in the tank is from the lake. Don't you think that could be a problem? Frances and Paul talked it over for a long time. Finally, they went to ask Mr. Peters what he thought. Kids, I'll give you that lizard. Last week I received a shipment of them. Had to be 100 in there. I've got to get rid of some of them. Frances thought about it. Would it get along with the frogs? Mr. Peters said it eats whatever frogs eat, so feeding it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, I guess, since we don't have to pay for him. But what will you do with the others? Mr. Peters shrugged and said that he'd just have to get rid of them before they started multiplying. He handed Frances a small box and told her to call with any questions.